Diane Gumminger, Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Gumminger, G-U-M-M-I-N-G-E-R. Date of birth is February 5th, 1953. This is for date of service, 2/28/2022. Mrs. Gumminger is a 69-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She has a past medical history of hypothyroidism diagnosed 25 to 30 years ago, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, back surgery for herniated disc in 1995, and chronic pain associated with her arthritic conditions. The patient is reporting that she is pending knee surgery and is in need of a knee replacement. However, she is needing to lose about 20 pounds prior to this knee surgery. She is followed by Dr. Messier. The patient reports about 20-pound weight gain over the last several years that she needs to lose. She has difficulty losing weight. She has been exercising. She has a history of hypothyroidism and is currently on levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Her TSH is 3.31. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails. She reports that she uses the Gazelle machine for exercise. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism, her TSH is 3.31. At this point, I'm going to optimize her thyroid medication and place her on levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Next number, I'll also check TPO antibody levels in order to assess for autoimmune thyroiditis. Next number, the patient states that she needs to lose about 20 pounds in order for Dr. Messier to approve her knee surgery. Next number, the patient maintains a generally healthy diet. I have asked her to maximize her caloric intake to 1,450 calories per day. Next number, the patient was advised to maintain an anti-inflammatory diet as well. Next number, for her chronic sciatica pain related to her herniated disc surgery back in 1995. She is currently on gabapentin 900 milligrams three times a day, and this at times can be weight promoting, and therefore we will wean her slowly down to gabapentin 600 milligrams three times a day. Next number, for her rheumatoid arthritis, she is followed by Dr. Torres. Next number, for her primary care, she is followed by the VA. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.